Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you. I pray that you have more strength and wisdom from the Most High. I pray that your mental health gets better. And I hope that your current situation clears up as well. And I just hope that, you know, just that your mental health, you have a peace of mind, and that the Lord gives you better, clear thoughts, and that you can hear his still voice. Amen. And I hope that you all had a blessed, strong day today. Amen. And if anybody out there is really going through a difficult time, I pray for more comfort as you're going through your trials and tribulations and your hardships. And I pray that the Most High sees you through and that he blesses you twofold, hundredfold, stronger than what you were before your situation. Amen. Now, today's message, I'm going to do the book of Exodus reading, or continue where we left off in the Bible series, and just go from there. And this is the part where God is telling Moses all the commandments, and Moses telling everybody of the land of Israel what to do and how God wants them to live. Amen. So these are like all 613 laws, that's the commandments that the Lord has gave us. All right. So it's important to keep the commandments, to keep us holy, consecrated, set apart, and to always cling on closer to the Most High. All right. Because the Lord wants us to live in a certain way. He doesn't want us being mixed up with other nations or living like them. He wants us to live the examples and standards that he has set for us. Amen. So we're going to go through with the book of Exodus reading. Then we're going to close out with prayer and the priestly blessing and just go from there. All right. So a lot going on in the world, a lot going on. I know a lot going on in your personal life, but stand firm, be steadfast, stay obedient to the Lord. Keep him first. Let him guide your steps in your path. All right. And a lot of things go over your understanding, so don't lean on your own understanding, all right? Just trust in him, all right? So the book of Exodus reading, here we go. Book of Exodus, chapter 23. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in cause to decline after many to rest judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thy enemy ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If thou see the ass of him that had hate thee lying under his burden, and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Thou shalt not rest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and the righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. Also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. In 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and shalt gather in fruits thereof. But in the 7th year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Three times in a year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first fruits of thy land, thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee in the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. In thy land, the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to thee. All right, excuse me. Also, there you have it. That's the book of Exodus, chapter 23 reading. So you keep seeing all the different laws, statutes, commandments that God has given out to Israel. All right, so we're going to continue reading. All right, a lot of these laws are kind of plain and simple. All right, so we're just going to continue reading all the laws that the Lord gave us. And just keep going from there. All right, so let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 24. And he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, all the words which the Lord had said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar under the hill at 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mountain, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments, which I have written, that thou may teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister, assistant Joshua, and Moses went up unto the mountain of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur and Huar are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord abode upon the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. All right, so that's the book of Exodus chapter 24 reading. So as you can see, the Lord and Moses are having stronger encounters and stronger communication. And God is calling Moses up to the mountain to talk to him and deliver him the tablets. And Moses honoring him and obeying him. And the children of Israel are seeing God's glory and they see everything about him. And also you see how Moses was up in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. So that number 40 is a very significant number in the Bible as far as Noah, you know, dealing with 40 days, 40 nights, and then Moses, 40 days, 40 nights, and then even Jesus, when Jesus fasted and prayed, 40 days, 40 nights. So that number 40 holds a lot of significance and power throughout the scriptures, all right? So, you know, it's just very important to understand how long people do things for and why they do them for God, amen? So God has a way of dealing with us day by day, numbers of days, whether it's 1 day, 7 days, 40 days, even months and years. The service and the work of God is unlimited, you know, but God does count everything. So let us always count everything and number everything that we're doing for the Lord. Amen. All right. So now we're going to go into the book of Exodus chapter 25 reading. All right. So here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And this offering, which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, and ram skin dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for a sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod, and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold around about it. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits of the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold and of beaten wood. Beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and with their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in the commandment unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood, Two cubits shall be the length thereof, and a cubit of the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half of the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt make unto a border of a hand, breadth round about. And thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. And thou shalt make for it four rings of gold, and put the rings in the four corners that are on the feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for the places of the staves to bear the table. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and spoons, and thereof, and covers thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal of pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set upon the table shewbread before me always. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. Three bowls made like unto almonds with a knop, and a flower in the one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knop and a flower, so in the six branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. It shall be one beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern which was showed thee in the mountain. All right, so we just got through the book of Exodus chapter 25 really. So this talks about the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat and how the Lord wanted Israel to design it, which is a very holy object in which the Lord gives a testimony through. So God always blessed Israel's hands to honor him with things, whether we honor him with our sanctuary, our temples. We always built things for the Lord. We would build a house, a sanctuary, a temple, an ark. We built all types of things for the Lord. So in Exodus 25, this was a very special thing, the Ark of the Covenant, very special, very powerful, very spiritual, holy thing. So that went into detail on how to make it, how to design it, and things of that nature. That just shows you how colorful, expressive, and creative God is, and how much he blesses our hands to make so much things for him. Amen. So we have to be creative and powerful and useful with our hands and be blessed with what God has given us. Amen. So God made us to be strong and builders. So let's keep building for the Lord in our personal lives. Amen. So that's very amazing right there. So now we're going to go into the book of Exodus chapter 26 reading and continue forward. All right. So here we go. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twin linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shall thou make them. The length of one curtain shall be 1 8 and 20 cubits, and a breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure. The five curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and other five curtains shall be coupled one to another. And thou shalt make loops of blue apron upon the edge of the one curtain from the selvage in the cooping, and likewise shalt thou make in the uttermost edge of another curtain, in the coupling of the second. 50 loops shalt thou make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold one of another. And thou shalt make 50 tatches of gold, and couple the curtains together with the tatches, and it shall be one tabernacle. And thou shalt make curtains of goats' hair to be a covering upon the tabernacle. 11 curtains shalt thou make. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of the curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of one measure. And thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shalt double the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which thou coupleth the second. And thou shalt make 50 taches of brass, and put the taches into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. And the remnant that remained on the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remaineth, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle, and a cubit on the one side, and a cubit on the other side, of that which remaineth in the length of the curtains of the tent. It shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. And thou shalt make a covering for the tents of ram skin dyed red, and a covering above badger skin. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. Two tenons shall there be in one board, set in order one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make the boards of the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side, southward, and thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards, and 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto one ring. This shall it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners, and they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets used under another board. And thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and the 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars of the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the 2 sides westward. And the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars. And thou shalt overlay the bars with gold. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was showed thee in the mountain. And thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet, and a fine twined linen of cunning work. With cherubims shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, upon the 4 sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the taches, that thou may bring in the tither within the veil of the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side. And thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework. And thou shalt make for the hanging 5 pillars of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And the hook shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast 5 sockets of brass for them. So that's the book of Exodus chapter 26 reading. And that's going more further in detail about the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the ark again as well. More detail about how God wanted them to make it. And you see how detailed God is about gold and silver and linen and different colors, things of that nature. Okay. So let's continue the book of Exodus chapter 27 reading. All right, here we go. And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make his pans to receive his ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his flesh hooks. And his fire pans, all the vessels thereof, thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a grate of network of brass, and upon the net shall upon make 4 brassen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar, beneath that the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be put upon the two sides of the altar to bear it. Hollow with boards shall thou make it, as it was showed thee in the mountain, so shall they make it. And thou shalt make the core of the tabernacle for the south side. Southward there shall be hangings of the court of fine twin linen of 100 cubits long for one side, and the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and as 20 pillars, and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side, eastward, shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twin linen wrought with needlework. And their pillars shall be 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits and the breadth 50 everywhere. And the height 5 cubits of the fine twined linen. And their sockets of brass, all the vessels of the tabernacle and all the service thereof and all the pens thereof and all the pens of the court shall be of brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive oil, beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. So that's powerful. So that's something that still sticks with us till this day. Whenever you see generation to generation, or whenever you see the terms till this day, that shows ancient landmarks or ancient testimonies, ancient memorials that we should still hold dear to us. All right. So that's the book of Exodus chapter 27 reading. All right. So now we're going to go into the book of Exodus chapter 28 reading. All right, so here we go. All right, a book of Exodus chapter 28. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel. 6 of their names on one stone, and the other 6 names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shall thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make ouches of gold. And two chains of pure gold at the ends of rethren work shall thou make them, and fasten the rethren chains to the ouches. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with the cunning work, after the work of ephod. Thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen. Thou shalt make it. Four square shall it be doubled. Being doubled, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be sardius, topaz, a topaz, and a carbuncle, sarbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a ligure, a gate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of the brethren work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold. And thou shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two brethren chains of gold in the two rings which are on the two ends of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two brethren chains thou shalt fasten into the two ouches and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod, with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel, and the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth into the holy place, for memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim, Urim, and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue, and there shall be an hole in the top of it. In the midst thereof it shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell, and a pomegranate, a golden bell, and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth into the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. Upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that there may be accepted before the Lord. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them, for glory and for beauty. For thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons, when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. All right, so that's the book of Exodus, chapter 28 reading. That was more detailed about Aaron and his sons, and how when Aaron and his sons are going about priesthood and doing holy things or what have you, how they should be dressed, how they should walk into altars, and how everything should appear. So God's very detailed about that, about the two stones with the names of the children of Israel, six on one stone, six on the other stone. So the Lord is very detailed about how he wants things. Let everything be done in decency and order. All right. So we do have to remember that it is an establishment. It is a royal priesthood. So it is a way that we live. We're a very decorated people. God made us very colorful. He even compares us to jewelry. He compares us to gold and silver and treasure. So we live like that. We live royalty and heavenly and treasurely. You get what I'm saying? So we should embrace those aspects more often. All right. So that was the book of Exodus chapter 28 reading. Now what I'm going to do is read the book of Exodus chapter 29 reading. All right. So here we go. All right. Excuse me, y'all. All right. All right. So we're going to go into the book of Exodus chapter 29 and then close out. All right. So here we go. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them to minister unto me in the priest office. Take one young bullock, one bull, and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil, of wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bull and two rams. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and the gird with him, the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then thou shalt take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. And thou shalt cause a bull to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bull. And thou shalt kill the bull before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take of the blood of the bull and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bull and his skin and his dung shall thou burn with the fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram. Thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it around upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them into his pieces and into his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shall kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments and his sons' garments with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat, and the rump, and the fat that cover the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all the in the hands of Aaron and the hands of his sons, and shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar before a burnt offering for a sweet savor, sweet aroma before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be for Aaron's, and it shall be Aaron's, it should be Aaron's and his sons by statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is the heave and heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice that are peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him to be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. And the son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration and seethe his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made to consecrate and sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if out of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remain until the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder of the fire, the remainder with the fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons according to all the things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them. And thou shalt offer every day a bull for a sin offering for atonement. And thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it. And thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin, beaten oil, and a fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening, and shall do thereunto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet thee. I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify all also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Yes, so there you have it. That's the book of Exodus chapter 29 reading. So there God is speaking to Aaron and his sons, but really telling Aaron, Moses, how to deal with the tabernacle, how to honor things, how to do the burnt offerings, sin offerings, peace offerings, wave offering, things of that nature. So God is very detailed about how he wants to do his ceremonies and his customs and how he wants the lifestyle to be, and how he's very specific about the animals and the blood of it and the altars and the tabernacles as well. All right. So that's the book of Exodus reading for today. All right. So now what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So we're going to continue this book of Exodus reading onward with this whole Bible series and just go from there. All right. So I hope that you all had a blessed, strong day, and I hope that better days are coming for you all. Even though we're in end times and times are very strange and weird, I just pray that your personal life gets better with the Lord. Amen. You don't let nobody steal your joy. Amen. You got to keep that merry heart in these end times. I know it's challenging, but you have to keep your heart warm. You have to keep your merry heart warm, because don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody take away your peace. Amen. All right. So here we go. Yes, he is the hope for humanity. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father. The government rests on his shoulders. He is a sustainer. He is a consuming fire. Yes, yes, he's the father of the fatherless. He is the father of lights. He is the everlasting Father. Amen. He is the faith, the true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. Yes, he is the King of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish. Make a straight way for the Lord, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. Yes, he is the Lord, our righteousness. Yes, yes, the Lord is my banner. Yes, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Shai, Yahweh, Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrector, the Resurrection and Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the perfect example, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shalom, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yahusha, Yahusha, the word of God, the word of life, the word. Yes. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, healed, blessed, favored, loved, redeemed, forgiven, embraced. All right. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, made in his image and likeness. The Lord loves you inside out. You are a royal priesthood. You are a treasure. You are a special treasure of the earth. Out of everybody on earth, the Lord is looking out for us and loving us. He's pouring out his spirit, his fire, his light all over us. The Lord wants us closer to him. He wants all of our full attention. He wants him to be first and center of our lives. Amen. We have to obey the laws, just his commandments. We have to obey the gospel. We have to know him personally. We have to help others as well along our journeys. Amen. All right. So there you have it. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. You have to trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not be wise in your own eyes. All right. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Amen. Let him guide and direct your steps. All right. So there you have it. All right. That's the book of Exodus reading. So we can continue the book of Exodus reading along the way. And then we're about to really jump into, I believe, the book of Leviticus. All right. So, yes, we're about to jump from. Yeah. So we already read Genesis, Exodus. Yeah. Then we're going to go into Leviticus, the Numbers, and the whole way. So I want to go through all of it. All right. So that's that, y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening, checking in, and stepping by. I just hope that your personal lives, man, you just get through it. You know, we're all going through like different stuff, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, health-wise, situation-wise, relationship-wise, work-related, career-related, or personal, you know, secret things. We all got our things we're dealing with on a daily. So let us improve and get better. Let us trust in the Lord and give it to him. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life over the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I pray that you put your hands to the plow and start putting in hard work for the Lord. And I hope that you stay on that narrow path along the way, all right? So what I'd love to do is close with this priestly blessing and go from there, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yes, amen, shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.